This is CliffCentral.com. What a marathon of events happening in Zimbabwe. So it's a Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe, and you can tweet me at GilmoreTEE or at CliffCentral.com. Let's talk Zimbabwe. Last week, we indicated on the new cabinet that was put in place by the new president, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He introduced us to 22 cabinet ministers, 11 ministers of state for the provinces, and 6 deputy ministers. Such a lot of people. And also the budget, that then results to the budget increasing. And a lot of parents were not excited when Dr. Lazarus Dokora was reinstated as the Minister of Education, because people were not happy with some of his policies, some of the changes that he was trying to make to the education. So, just a few days later, the same gentleman was removed from position and replaced by his deputy, Professor Paul Mavima, who just also announced, on entering his position, actually announced that the new educational curriculum won't be reversed despite Dokora's sacking. Basically, the new curriculum aims of promoting arts, mathematics, engineering, technical, physical science, etc. What do you think about it? Joining us in the studio is Nkanyezi Malonga. She is, what do we call you actually?
A designer.
She's a fashion designer, but she has a very strong voice on issues that have to do with current affairs, yeah?
You could put it that way.
You could.
Well, I'm just a concerned citizen.
You are a concerned citizen, but you're
just a civilian who happens to have a voice.
Which is very important, because I think sometimes it's just not about being a designer and just being in fashion, but not have a voice. You need to be an individual with a voice that can be heard.
Yeah.
And she's joined by Tinashe Charleson Moyo, who is very active on social media and is a social commentator and a photographer, and you like capturing people. You're into arts and all that.
Yeah, I like shooting people.
You like shooting people?
No pun intended.
So what are your thoughts about, I mean, around the changing of the Minister of Education, Dokora, to his vice, Paul Mavima? Because, you know, Dokora is the one who introduced the National Pledge.
Yeah.
And he was also trying to introduce the uniforms with the teachers. He wanted the teachers to actually wear uniforms. So meaning teachers were going to look like the nurses, like the policemen, like the soldiers, and all that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it makes much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced the system, and doing away with the system is different from doing away with the person.
Yeah.
So now that he's been booted out,
system
remains.
Uh-huh.
His system remains, just like the system that we're coming from.
So there's no difference, I guess.
So there's no difference. At least that from where I'm standing, that's what it looks like.
Tinashe, do you think this professor should still implement the uniforms for our teachers so that they look like nurses and policemen?
First of all, I really don't think as a civil servant you really want to be out here wearing a uniform. I mean, I'm talking in a perspective, like, my mom's a teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I see the pain of her struggling every day and, you know, deciding on what to wear. But
will a uniform do any better?
Man, the uniform for me is a no. Like, straight up, it's a no. I can't.
Okay, well, for me, I think that's a decision that should be taken by a school.
Yes.
It's not an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be an obligation for civil servants to wear uniforms. I mean, for teachers specifically to wear uniforms. But if a school feels the need to introduce a uniform for its staff members, then why not?
Yeah,
and if the staff members are happy, then why not?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, even when it comes to school uniforms for the kids, at times I just feel like it puts so much pressure given the price of the uniforms.
Yes.
These things are not cheap. If we could find ourselves in a position whereby the uniforms are cheap for everyone, then I strongly support any institution that wants to introduce uniforms for their staff. Yeah, for their staff.
But for the students, I think it works better because you're also trying to balance the classes, because we all come from different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine if we're going to remove uniforms for the students and we say they wear their own civic clothes. Mm. There are some that have good clothes, nice clothes that can afford, and those that cannot afford, then it's sort of like the gap that we're trying to build of unifying everybody is sort of, we'd start seeing it, I guess, if we remove uniforms from the students. I don't know if it makes sense.
No, it does. But at the end of the day, I feel like there is more to education, there is more to the institution than what we're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we just shouldn't focus mostly on the clothes or the material that covers our bodies. But we need to focus on the curriculum.
Yeah,
we need to focus more on what's being taught, what's being offered. Are we doing enough to build future leaders as compared to paying more attention to what we're wearing?
Yes,
that doesn't matter. For all I care, we could be naked in class.
We could be naked.
We could be naked for all I care, but as long as I'm getting something that builds me, that makes me an entrepreneur, that makes me a better artist, that makes me a doctor if I want to be a doctor, then why not?
So if you could be the Minister of Education, what would you change with the curriculum? Let's say the current curriculum in Zimbabwe. What is it that you feel needs to be adjusted, per se? That would also help us, because I don't know if it's balanced enough.
Okay, you want to take it?
You know, like, I've seen this picture circulating on social media of different animals sitting down, and there's this one person who's just there, and he's like, look, For you to understand how the world works, I'll just make things simple for you. I want you all to climb a tree.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the picture. There's a monkey. There's a fish. There's a dog. And there's a reptile. I think it was a crocodile. And
there's,
I'm thinking
to myself, like, got those at home.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, wait, how do you teach all these things to climb up a tree? Some of them have no purpose of climbing up a tree, like the fish, right? So initially I feel like the current education system really shouldn't be forcing, or more like shouldn't be, it's more like a one-way street.
All right,
people are different. People are different, right? People you know, aspire to be in different sectors in our society, and I feel like grown-ups should understand where children want to stand in society. They shouldn't be forced into this one way. And
so what's the one way that we've been focusing on in Zimbabwe?
I mean, how do I even lay this out? Okay. okay, I don't know. I don't know how to really explain this. I mean,
it's like, okay, maybe, are you trying to say we need to also try to realize that some kids are arts?
Yes.
They have a
talent
in arts, some are STEM.
Like,
there's a
like
STEM,
this
right?
whole thing that's been going on, like, children should, everyone should do math. I understand how important math is, right? But I don't understand how an artist can apply math into being a creative. Like,
are you calculating your money?
So, what, correct me if I'm wrong. What you are saying is that there is a need to focus, or rather to cultivate, on the different talents that kids have.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
In China, right? I
we're good friends with China, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, we are. I read this about China. China teaches their kids. They don't even teach them. Like, it's more like they try to find where their children stand. When they're still young, like 2 years old, you know, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard that they actually give these children like a whole different set of toys.
All right.
And apparently if this child starts playing with this one particular toy, it more like becomes their destiny, because they like that toy.
Okay.
If it's cooking, they're always with the toy.
So they sort of like cultivate the
They cultivate them while they're still young. And look at how big of an economy China has. Look at how they're developing so fast.
And like, look at how they're trying to take over the world and colonize it.
I mean,
the
they're trying to take over the world because, you know what, they let the kids be kids. You know what I mean? They grow up and still have that mentality of being kids, because you know how kids are so free.
So then what could we do? What could we do to make our curriculum better then? For our kids?
at this point, seeing that there's, seeing that the curriculum is still new, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I'll speak for myself. I'm not in a position to comment on it yet because we are yet to see the fruits.
It's
being implemented now. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm in a position to comment.
We just need to let it.
Let's allow it to grow. Let's allow it to take its course. Okay. Then we can be in a position to say something about it.
Okay.
We can't shoot it down as yet.
We need to give
it time. But it is promising.
Mm.
Had you asked me this question last year, I would have shared very harsh sentiments.
You would have thrown your toys out of the pen.
Yeah, I was advocating, for the industry that I'm in, previous years, the curriculum wasn't very friendly.
That's in the textile and clothing.
Fashion and textile. There was not much at all. And it basically, the curriculum wasn't promoting any entrepreneurship. It wasn't it wasn't promoting any innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to believe that the new curriculum may not focus much on it, but it's promising.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just need to give it some time.
And as
a people, we need to learn the skill of standing up ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If ever we feel that there is a need to change something, let's not wait 10, 20, 37 years. No.
37.
We need to stand up and make changes.
Yeah. For
us to be globally relevant,
we need to take charge.
So, yeah.
Right. So we need to take charge if we want change to happen. So moving right into entertainment. United Kingdom-based Zimbabwean hip-hop artist Just Ras, real name Russell Tapiwa Musakuswa, is currently representing Zimbabwe in the X Factor Series 15, a prestigious British reality television competition that seeks to sculpt the best talent in the world. So congratulations to the gentleman.
Yeah,
he's killing it.
Man. So proud.
It's like, man, I'm so proud. But it's good to see Zimbabweans doing well outside.
Yeah, that's a great achievement.
It is.
But my main worry is that we tend to wait for someone to get some validation, and that's
from
important.
From outside, yeah.
Yeah, for us to validate that person has to go elsewhere.
Exactly.
To be recognized, which is, I mean, for me, that indicates that we were suffering from some epidemic or from some plague or something. We need to celebrate our own people.
No, we need to. Actually,
It's about time.
But Nigeria has done a good job with that.
Because
Nigeria celebrate themselves.
South Africa as well.
South Africa also.
Yeah, well, there's so many times. But Zimbabwe, we're getting there. We're taking baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's a culture. It's not something that you just go on Instagram and you decide to like someone's picture.
No.
Celebrating local artists or something like that. It's a culture. It's a system. It's something that you practice every day. It's not that you just wake up and think, oh God, she's got nice eyebrows. Oh, the eyebrows are there. You know, it's not that. It's a system. Teach yourself to do that.
Yeah.
Adopt that.
I actually don't think there's nothing wrong of you going to someone and saying, you know what, you're doing very well for yourself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you are less of a person when you tell someone that they're doing well.
Yeah.
Or you comment on what they are doing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have that issue where even when you comment on the person also, when I come to you and say, hey, sis, you're looking so good. Yeah. You also have this doubting thing, like, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Stop. And the way I receive the compliment as well. I mean, I can't treat you like a groupie, no. I should be modest enough. I should be humble enough to keep your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep the compliment nice and sweet.
Nice and sweet. You like nice and sweet things.
I know.
No, but it's important that we celebrate our own and we make sure that let's not wait for Europe, for America, for China to give validation to us. We need to validate ourselves.
Yeah.
And just basically be open enough to receive the celebrations when we get those. Like when someone calls you a celebrating car, like, hey, you are a celebrity. Mm-hmm. You just need to say, okay, sure, that's it. Where's the money at?
It depends. Should I generalize or speak as Nganyeze Tumalunga?
Speak as Nganyeze Tumalunga.
I'm not sure if you're going to mention this, but my mouth is actually wide open right now.
It's closed.
It's now closed. That's because I'm actually thinking about it. What's a celebrity?
I don't know, maybe. What is a celebrity, Tinashe?
A celebrity is a person that people like. I think a celebrity is an influential person, like basically someone who's got this impact, either social media or in person, like literally,
like Nkanyezi.
Yes, Nkanyezi actually is a celebrity to me. I mean, if I see him walking the street, I'm taking out my phone and like, oh, can I take a selfie with you?
Or you start throwing your underwear at her.
Nah, okay. I'm not about that.
Language. Okay.
But I don't know if it's believable or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very private person.
You are?
But
your work is not private, though. Your work is not private because your work speaks so much volume. Your work inspires other people, meaning there's people that look up to you and say, you know what, I love what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you sort of like are an inspiration to those people.
Yeah, fine. When it comes to dressing,
mm.
I stick out, I guess.
Like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I stick out. love the vibrant colors or whatever it may, or whether it's toned down, whether it's the calm colors.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I do, whatever I wear, it sticks out. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm being myself, being private, I guess for some people it all just sticks out.
All right.
And that's not a bad thing. I'm at a point in life where I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm content.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Yeah, I'm content. And for me, that means I'm able to celebrate the next person's success.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I'm in a good space.
So that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, celebrate other people.
Yeah, celebrate other people. But for you to get to that point, you need to celebrate yourself first.
Yeah.
You cannot celebrate Tinashe when you're not celebrating yourself, Gilmore. Mm-hmm. Celebrate yourself for you to have enough room to celebrate Tinashe's success as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could come to that point.
Yeah.
And I'll speak for myself as a black, as an African black girl specifically, because we're not celebrated enough. We don't celebrate ourselves enough. We fear our strong points the most.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute we identify that about ourselves, it will be easier for us to lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be easier for us to help each other grow.
True. True.
What's
I think we're
getting there, but
yeah, we are.
It's baby steps.
Yeah, but I just think we're like a net, we're like a web. We need to know, like, it connects to one point to another. And once we know that we're that, like a puzzle, where we need to put the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know that you're this piece that is required for this thing to look complete, then we're good.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, Ka.
Are you going to be sucking up to her?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
He's a lovely person. I love her work. He's too adorable.
Her work is amazing. It's like beyond.
Beyond.
I love it.
I'm never satisfied with what I do.
Which
that's
is...
I don't know if it's a weakness or it's a strong point, but I'm never satisfied with what I do.
I think she's too hard on herself.
No, but you need to be.
You know how simplicity is like the best complex to other people. Because if she's being hard on herself, someone else is going to see her work and go like, oh my God, this is so simple, but how did I not think of this? She thought of it first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand. But anyway, just to add on that, I don't think you should be content. I think you never should get to a point where you're very content with where you are. You need to constantly aspire to be better and become a better individual. And I think once you have that, it makes you humble because you actually realize I haven't arrived to the point where I need to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's something that.
And this is not just applicable to artists.
Yeah.
It's everyone. You can never have enough of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep learning. You can never have enough of information.
Hey, you're preaching. But congratulations to Russell Tapiwa Musakusa. It's so hard. You know, Zoto came to Zimbabwe and performed with no underwear, and apparently there were so many people that went through because they just wanted to see underwearlessness.
and non-existent.
Wait. What do you mean she performed? She been here before?
No, I mean, but she's been banned of late, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I remember she wanted to come some time back, and they stopped her from coming, and she tried twice again, or thrice, and finally she has come in. I think it was a good marketing strategy for her also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she came into Harare, right?
To Harare to perform at a private opening lounge or club or something. Didn't you go because you're a big fan?
I respect her art. She's a go-getter. I respect her for that. She's a go-getter.
How is she go-getting it?
Not everyone thought of
not wearing underwear,
using her dance moves for making money. And she's very strategic.
So do you think Sandra Ndebele could have also done what Zota is doing?
No, Gilmore, no.
Had Sandra Ndebele removed her undies, then poof, she probably, you know, in Zota's. Sandra's a very good dancer. So without undies, she could have reached Zota's, you know.
Oh my God. Sandra Ndebele, on behalf of everyone who's in production, I forgive.
But then sorry tonight. But then again, remember, Zimbabweans don't really celebrate. We don't celebrate our own. So we need to start.
We crush each other most of the time.
So you could be stuck naked. But we won't celebrate you, Gangago. But go to South Africa, and we'll celebrate you, and then poof, you know, we follow suit, which is unfair. Banana, we're being unfair to ourselves. Yeah, we're being unfair to ourselves.
But anyway, I mean, all the best to Zodwa and her nakedness. I mean, she should continue. If it gives her money,
why not?
She can flash it.
Can we stop calling it nakedness? That is art.
It's art.
It's voice art.
It's art.
The art of flight.
Yes.
Evan.
it's crazy because I always tell people I'm not a photographer.
Okay.
I'm an artist.
Okay.
Yes.
So sex commercial workers are also artists.
They're artists, man. I mean, if you know how to
dip and do it.
Yeah, I can't believe I just say that. But yeah, if you know how to dip and do it and do it. That is art.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a business. Well,
okay.
If it
pays your bills.
Yeah. If you are not killing the next person.
That's all right.
If you are playing it safe.
Yeah, sisters, what do I? She should continue flashing her everything, her underwear.
Look at it from a lot of angles.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of financial angle, the arts angle,
the skepticism, what do you
escape,
call
what? Blah, blah, blah.
That word.
Uh-huh. And for distressing purposes.
You need to go see Zoto.
And for, you know, she's creating employment for herself.
I think so.
So why not?
And she's giving exercise to those that throw money at her. They're exercising their hands, those big-bodied men.
I think Zodo has some really beautiful thighs.
Oh, okay.
She's got a beautiful body.
If there were any body award, I'll give her like the award for the best thighs.
She's got a lovely body.
Yeah. I'll give an award for not wearing underwear.
Yeah, that's already there. I mean, we know that. Like,
she's got a lovely body.
Oh, she is.
Lovely.
Moving right along. You know, the sons to the former president of Zimbabwe, the Robert Mugabe Jr., the son to the former president Robert Mugabe, has just launched his exclusive fashion brand, and actually the price range is like from $250 to $300. It's sort of like trying to compete with the Gucci's, with the Versace's, and with all these big brands. Would you buy?
Bro, like $250?
For a shirt.
That t-shirt better clean my room.
Clean your room.
Yes, my room is a mess.
You are a designer. I mean, does this work, or maybe this is like an international standard? Because they want to make it international. They're saying it's an international brand and it's exclusive.
You want me to comment as a designer, or you want me to comment as Nkanyezi Malunga?
Comment as a person.
The person.
Because as a designer, you'll be throwing shade, I guess.
No. I don't throw shade on anyone's craft. No.
Okay.
If it works for them, why not? Mm. But if I have to comment as Nkanyezi Malunga, the Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before I even get to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's clever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to bring money to him, he's young.
Yes.
He should explore. I mean, the world is his oyster, or it's his tray, or it is whatever. You should move with it. Mm-hmm. We cannot persecute him for whatever happened.
Yes.
I mean, 36 years ago.
37.
He wasn't even born then.
Oh, yeah.
So it's his world. It's his life. He should move with it. Then again, if I have to... Well, I can't really separate him from what I'm about to say. Which one of the sons, rather, before I even...
The Robert Mugabe Jr.
Oh, by the way, there's Chatunga and there's Robert Mugabe.
Yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
Another one.
Oh, okay, well...
And the sister.
The sister. I think she's reserved. I respect her for that.
She stopped construction on a house just after... the whole situation, she like literally just stopped. Like, she was building a seriously big mansion,
so she just stopped.
But
don't you think we need to draw the line? Because I mean, they are citizens of the country also. They have every right to do what they want. So
yeah,
like, now should we not just let them? Because they are also kids and children.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's just my thought. Like, can we just let them be?
You know. When you decide to be a brand, when you decide to launch something of that nature, I guess it always has a market for that.
Yeah,
but for me, the type of fashion that I do, it's very ethical, and I try to promote some fair trade.
Yeah.
Well, that's the business model that I use.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I also believe in.
Yeah.
And given the lifestyle that I live, it goes hand in glove with the brand that I have.
So you mean this one goes with their lifestyle?
I suppose it goes with their lifestyle. Right. They've been pretty reckless.
Six champagne!
60,000, yeah. Bro! Watch! Come on! But anyway, going back to the topic, like, I saw the t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's one ugly t-shirt.
Guys,
yeah, but
wait, are these t-shirts? What are we talking about?
The t-shirt is at like $250.
It's not clothes.
No,
I think they do have clothes, right?
But
for now, I saw the t-shirts. The t-shirts are $250.
So I don't... Here I am thinking it's just or something. That... It's just t-shirts.
Yes,
that... yes, it's t-shirts.
If it's cotton, bro, that cotton better have grown in space or something. For me.
Oh,
it's cotton from Egypt.
But then again, guys, if you can spend $300 on a Louis Vuitton t-shirt.
Yeah.
On a Gucci or a D&G t-shirt. Why can't you spend $250 on Robert's brand?
Robert Jr.
You know? Never mind what we've been through, but...
So it goes back to the issue of supporting. I know maybe a lot of people have a lot of say about this, but we're talking about how we need to learn to support one another.
Yeah.
So when you take those blankets from Lesotho and they're taken, and all of a sudden, who reproduced them? Is it LV?
It's Louis Vuitton, yeah.
Louis Vuitton. They reproduced and they sent them at an expensive price. People were buying that, but
and they
then
sold out.
They sold out.
They even had the plastic bags, like, you know,
literally the ones you use to the
when you buy you know, the blankets with the plastic.
Yes,
the plastic. They have that bag also being sold separately at a crazy amount of money. Like, wow.
But you know what? We still go back to saying let's support local. So I mean, Robert Mugabe Jr. is trying to push his things. He's a hustler, I guess, or he's a social entrepreneur, so he's trying to build a business, and if it works for him, perfect. If we ever can afford, that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's each man for... I mean, you need to find what's suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your brand is for a particular audience, and etc. The same way you like eating porridge with peanut butter, Tinashe, she likes eating Cerevita. Maybe I just like drinking tea, black tea with no milk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just each man for himself, I guess.
Yeah.
And we need to let them go. The Miss Tourism, you know, after all the hype has been cancelled, apparently the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, they took away the license from Mrs. Mzembe. I think this whole bizarre that's going on of everyone being fired from the ministries, everyone being fired. Because, you know, her husband was a former Minister of Tourism. I don't know what he was then. Walter Mzembe, after missing Minister of Tourism.
He was.
He went into another ministry.
He was in another ministry becoming the Minister of Tourism.
Okay, but then now, so the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority took away the license from Mrs. Mzembe. I don't know for what reason, but I mean, she was doing a good job, maybe, or not, with the Miss Tourism brand.
She may have been doing a good job. I don't know.
I actually don't know too.
No, 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 not that we don't know. We know, but.
But we know we don't. We know, but we don't know.
We know we don't. Okay, blah blah blah. Until we chew our tongues, but. I think we need to shy away from politicizing patents.
There's
too much politics. You mention blah, blah, blah. Let me not say names. Mrs. Nzembi, blah, blah, blah. What's this? The Miss Zimbabwe. And
everything
Miss
is political.
Miss Zimbabwe. Miss Zimbabwe, it's blah.
Miss Universe, Miss Zimbabwe. Universe,
blah. And there's politics involved.
Yeah,
We need to separate that. We need to draw the line. Mm-hmm. If we have to produce a Miss World,
mm-hmm.
we need to shy away from that. We need to dwell with politicizing things.
Yeah.
And by virtue of my husband being a minister of tourism, that does not mean I'm now fit to run a Miss Zimbabwe tourism.
Or a pageant. Mm.
Okay, anyway, enough of the jokes. But the truth of the matter is that we need to shy away from politicizing some of these events, some mm-hmm. of these institutions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. Politics is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't go hand in glove with the pageants. It doesn't go hand in glove.
So that's where we lose it, because we do that even with our sports and our arts and culture. All these events and activities, we politicize. English. We put politics in all these things.
Yeah. If my memory serves me right, I remember some story. I was told that there was some event in the Philippines, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids had worked so hard, they qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got an invitation mm-hmm. to come to the Philippines. I think it's Malaysia, I can't remember.
Mm.
But some political leader decided that some kids that he knew should go.
Mm.
So he spoke to these kids, a separate group. Already the other group was in Malaysia, Philippines, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So, poof, the new group comes. No, really, this is a true story. A sister friend of mine was telling me the story, and suddenly, poof, the new group appears.
Mm.
So they get there, and there's the other group, the one that genuinely qualified,
mm-hmm.
and the other group. So what happened was the original, the real deal,
mm-hmm.
made it. They won the competition.
Mm.
So now because these ones have to keep up appearances back home.
Yes.
They bought a trophy for themselves.
They took it home.
True story. They bought a trophy for themselves. They took pictures and blah, blah, blah. So the pictures that are there are of the fake guys. So the genuine guys are not there.
Oh.
So, yeah, you know, like, that's what happens when you put politics in places that it does not.
So the wrong people end up getting.
They got the recognition.
Mm.
But according to the institution abroad, the competition that they were part of, they've recorded the authentic winners.
Yes.
But for anyone who's probably looking at the pictures, they think it's the fake ones. So it was a political leader who got involved and managed to manipulate the
situation. So should we start blocking all our political people when they're trying to come into our happenings?
Unless if you're the Minister of Art and Culture.
Mm.
If you're the whatever, what business do you have controlling the finances of things? What business do you have sending... If you're far from that, if you're far from that institution, if your ministry is far from that institution, you've got no business calling shorts and commanding people.
But she was a patron, though. She was married to the Minister of Tourism himself, I guess.
So that qualifies her to be what?
Guys, me, I don't know.
let's not say that.
let's not say that.
I must say she tried.
Mm.
She tried. Mm. Let's not discredit her. She tried.
No, she did.
She could have done a better job if she was not directly involved.
Mm. All right, so if you're listening, please let us know your thoughts on social media platforms. Our Twitter handle is at GilmoreTEE and at CliffCentral.com, and the hashtag is GTEE Vibe. Let's talk Zim. Right, we are back with Nkanyezi Tumalunga and Tinashe Charleston Moyo. That's your full name.
Yeah.
Nkanyezi, you have a second name? Gertrude.
Yeah, Papa, you don't want me to expose you.
Please don't expose me.
You don't want me to expose you.
Don't expose me. Guys, so, you know, the Honorable Minister Patrick Chinamasa, who's just being reappointed, actually, he was once a minister of what? He was a minister of something, and then he went as acting. Now he's a minister of finance, right? He just recently announced the national budget for Zimbabwe yesterday, Thursday, in Harare, Zimbabwe. And there's a lot of things that they put forward. But a lot of people are not really excited with the fact that the health ministry has less money than the defense, because the defense has got $420.3 million, while the health is $408.9 million. I mean, what are your thoughts around those? Is defense more important than the health of our country?
I'm actually trying to clear my throat.
Clear your throat? Yeah, there's like crickets.
There's crickets. Let's observe a moment of silence.
A moment of silence. But Tinashe, you were reading a lot of the stuff on social media, like just about, what are your thoughts around it? Because they want to read, let me listen to you before I even throw in some stuff.
I mean, I've been going through social media, like literally everyone, maybe it's the people I follow, since like everyone's not really happy with the whole health sector getting less money than the defense. I don't get why the defense need all that money.
I mean, does it imply that we're now a military run nation?
Guys, does this come as a surprise or a shocker, really? That the budget has is very biased towards the military. I'm not surprised.
Was it like that before, though? It was never like that.
I think it was. I think it was
the defense.
Yes.
I think it gets a lot of recognition financially. Really? It gets a decent recognition financially.
But for just us that don't understand much, what does that entail when we have the defense rate getting so much money? I mean, what are they exactly doing? Because we're not like in a war.
It means those guys are getting new bullets.
Oh, guys.
Okay.
Okay. This is a joke. I hope you get the joke. They deserve bonuses.
For this? Well, what happened?
A couple of weeks ago, there was.
Oh, wait. Zimbabwe. Yeah, it's a joke, right?
It's a joke. So. Yeah.
Awesome.
But then, okay, let's talk about the toll-free lines for whistleblowers to report corruption to the office of the president that the government is introducing. Do you think that's actually a good idea?
We didn't have that already.
We didn't have that, actually. So it's a new introduction,
We've been living in the, 18th century, maybe. Well, for some reason, I thought, okay.
You had no idea.
No, for some reason, I thought that was in place already. Wow.
No, it seems like maybe it was in place, but it was not that much effective. Like, no one did a public announcement to say, we actually have this line where you can report corruption. So if you see anything happening, it means you need to report the corruption. The president's office.
For that to be very effective, we probably need to look into the office of the ombudsman. We need to look into that office if we have to take this, what's this? What do you call it?
It's called the toll-free line. Oh, you mean
the whole toll-free thing.
The toll-free line for whistleblowers.
If we have to take it seriously, then the office of the ombudsman needs to be looked into as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the budget also highlights on that the government wants to reduce the number of diplomats, missions, and also staff at embassies, meaning some people are going to lose their jobs.
Oh.
Okay, I get that, but that's a welcome gesture.
That's a welcome.
That's a welcome. I mean, I welcome that gesture, really.
Oh, really? Why?
I mean, at times you can't have a team of 70 people accompanying you to some inauguration. That costs a lot.
For example, you earlier we were just talking about how if ED had gone to Kenya, how much was he going to spend, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, if he had gone to Kenya with his delegation?
From what we read, apparently it was $3 million.
So that, what does that entail? I mean, is this like the flights?
And this is within Africa. Can you imagine going to the States or going to...
Can you imagine going to Mars? You
know? Yeah. How much money would that... Oh, wow. God.
So now, if they cut that... But I think that's a very clever move. If they cut on those missions, it means we're going to save so much money as a country.
Yeah.
And maybe we
money
might get...
Money which we don't have.
Which... Well, no, about that.
No, that's the truth. We don't have the money. Here we are, we're talking about a budget.
Uh-huh.
And surely we don't have money to spare.
Okay.
But to Mundabe, Hambe, Porta, Napala, Napa, and Rahambe, Yeto.
Yeah, the delegation, exactly.
And everything else that costs a lot of money. And besides, we've got pressing issues.
Okay, but I mean, okay, so now. Health, because we're going back to health. Mm-hmm. So health, is health not a pressing issue in Zimbabwe? Because if it's going to get a less budget than most of these budgets, because I mean for agriculture it's $497 million. Mm-hmm. For higher education, which has been separated from education, is $365 million for higher education. Mm-hmm. And primary secondary education is $905 million. The parliament is receiving $57 million on the budget. So you spoke about prioritizing. Is health not a priority in Zimbabwe?
It's surprising. For me, when you're reading that, it means our legislators failed us somehow. They failed us. The Minister of Finance has failed us somehow when it comes to that. And it's not just the health sector.
Yes.
You know, the say someone was mentioning earlier that in the budget, the people with disabilities have not been catered for.
And already we're not doing enough
to cater for people with disabilities. And it makes it even worse when you have a whole minister. Those are the terms you guys use nowadays. God, now I sound so old. You have a whole minister.
We need to remove
minister.
You. Everyone is 65 years old. They are retiring from the government.
I need to go.
Yeah, you need to go.
Jeez, yeah. So we have a whole minister approving of this budget, or we have legislators approving of this budget, and no one mentions that people with disabilities are not being catered for.
Yeah.
No one mentions that the health sector is not receiving enough.
Yeah.
No one mentions that instead of trimming the number of youth officers, you need to increase, because the youth are the future.
But apparently there's been an increase, like 3,700 posts for the youth that
they're reducing
to 3.7.
yes, something like that. I could be wrong, but they're reducing the number.
Or are they?
Yeah,
because apparently
it could be wrong.
You might be.
It is. I mean, they're
reducing.
They're abolishing 370.
Yeah, so they're reducing
3,739 youth posts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're reducing. So where does that leave us? Here we are. We are trimming them, and people, the 65-year-olds and be and above.
They're supposed to retire, apparently.
They're supposed to retire, which is very ironic because we have people representing us who are 70 plus.
Do you know what? I was actually going to question. So does it mean, seeing that the 65 years going upwards are supposed to retire, does it mean everybody who's in the ministry, all these ministers are going to retire?
Dude, you're basically saying the president has to step down already.
Cricket.
Yo, but
because that's what it means.
Yeah.
Everyone is going to retire.
But then again, remember that we are the ones who vote the legislators into power. So we make that choice. We make the choice to put a 70-year-old or a 66-year-old into power.
It's
a
choice. Youth also.
You know?
Yeah.
So the minute we take charge, like I said, we'll be in a better position to make such commentaries and blah, blah, blah.
I have a question. Where do we draw the line to consider someone a youth? I mean, because, like, I've been seeing this grown two people.
Aren't you supposed to be like 40? Like 40 and below?
40-year-old youth. Okay.
Wow. That's just... Wow.
No, but you're still a youngster. I mean,
Yeah, you're only as old as you want to be.
Oh, wow. Right? So it means everybody's is young then.
I feel 16, so I'm 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn, I like how she puts that into action. Like, yo, I'm 16. I mean, I feel 16, so I'm 16.
I'm 16.
So, but I mean, listen, we need to have more young people actually getting into these positions and making change.
True.
I mean, but talking about young people, there's this thing that they're saying they want to introduce more grades in primary school.
Yes.
From grade 7, because we're doing grade 1 to grade 7. Mm. And now they want to introduce that up to grade what?
I'm not sure. I think it's up to grade 10 or 9.
And we still keep our high school years as 6 or what?
Okay. I still do.
Well, I didn't really read up much on that. So yeah, I will observe a moment of silence.
But listen, if we actually have to increase, I think it would be just logical to actually reduce the high school. Because already there's 7 years in primary school and then you take 6 years in high school. And then there's university after that. By the time you actually, let's say if they increase maybe 3 more years in primary school, it means you're going to finish high school when you're like, how many, 25 years or something. Because that's like 18 plus 3 more years.
Goodness.
That's like 21 years old.
No, yeah. Maybe we need to look into it. I doubt that's what they meant, really. No, we need to ask.
It's speculations. Everyone is throwing things on social media.
We need to ask someone who understands that clause.
Apparently, I'm reading from a tweet. Apparently, Chinamasa said that proposing for parents to bear the expenses of ECD services instead of recruiting 6,000 teachers. I really don't know where this is coming from, but man.
I mean, I think our parents have suffered enough.
They have,
for us
they
to
have.
Even go to school.
Yeah.
But again, people say it's their responsibility, but I don't think it should be made like that hard for us to be able to attain education.
Mm.
Because again, when we make it hard, we're blocking ourselves from progressing as a people.
Yeah. And also the fact that since they're saying they want to add 2 more years on top, you know,
they better get this
someone tweeted, isn't this already the case? There's ECD A and B.
And B, yeah.
Then grade 1 to 7. That makes it 9 years, right?
Already.
So if we add in 2 more, you're saying, yo, years more school, 11 years. I mean.
And I also think we need to look at this thing of when you start Form 1, you have like 10 subjects that you're doing and 12 subjects that you're doing. I feel like maybe already when you're in grade 7, you sort of like have a clear picture of what you want to study. Why can't we just go and we pick the things that we want to study? You know, A-level, we do 3 subjects.
Yeah.
Why can't we start with the 3 subjects from 1 and you move on?
Yeah, like
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess some people do that. But remember, we have not invested much into career guidance in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yeah.
So we probably need to do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Have the right people who can train the kids, we can teach the kids on career guidance.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you that some people at grade 7, they probably think, you know, I want to be a doctor.
Mm.
Simply because that's what they think the parents want.
Yeah.
So their personalities have not developed fully at that stage.
Mm.
So it's simply because, so for a grade 7 pupil to be able to select or to choose or to make up their mind as to what they want to do, that can be a bit of a challenge.
Mm.
So they probably there's a need to introduce career guidance from a very young age, from kindergarten.
Yeah.
They grow up with it. Then by the time they hit grade 7, they're good to go. Then we may implement what you're suggesting.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Talking about the budget, there's quite a few things that are interesting. You saw the government, or the Minister of Finance rather, is saying that they're also introducing one vehicle per permanent secretary. They want to reduce fuel benefits for government officials. They want to also, for those that also travel, they want to reduce foreign travels. They also want to reduce the diplomatic missions that we mentioned earlier. And there's the whole indigenization where they're saying it's 51% to 49% in favor of the locals. Do you think that's going to work for us? Well, that's a good, I think that'll be a good one.
That's what's been, it's been happening.
Yeah, I was about to say
it's nothing new.
Yeah, but then they said in favor. Was it never in favor of locals? Because there was in brackets in favor of the locals.
It's always been like
Wasn't it more, wasn't it 60-40?
So it has been 51-49.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think we're actually going to get more people wanting to invest in Zimbabwe with this? Maybe it's been put out there, or someone else, a different voice has put it out there.
When it comes to investment, there are other policies that need to change other than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get that this one may be a bit harsh, but Zimbabwe is not the only country that has this.
Mm-hmm.
There are other policies, there are other conditions that need to be changed in order for Zimbabwe to be more attractive to investors. We'll talk about them some other day.
We'll talk about them some other day. So much to talk about, but you can join the conversation on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe, and you can follow us at CliffCentral.com and at GilmoreTEE. Tell a friend to tell a friend, be a part, and let's talk to them. Tinashe and Nkanyezi, I have to let you go. So if, let's say somebody wants to get a hold of you, Nkanyezi, don't give out your number. Where can they get hold of you on social media platforms? We're not trying to marry you off here.
Oh my God.
I'm on Instagram.
Nkamalunga.
You know, I think I should start being very active on Twitter. But like I said, I'm a private person. In terms, I tend to think a lot about what I'm about to
say. You don't have to share a picture of your vagina on Twitter, but you can.
Oh, God.
Gilmo.
God, you're so raw, please. Just kidding. But yeah, I'm Nkamalunga on Instagram. I'm Nkanyezi Malunga on Facebook.
Okay. And your business, if we want to get your clothes, because I like the fact that you're a designer with your voice. Very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do I make sense?
You do make sense. You see, everyone can talk, but very few of us have voices. Come on now. Clap hands for me.
Okay.
I ain't gonna
care. Yeah, then my business page is Ganu by Ganu on Instagram, then there is Ganu on Facebook.
Alright, that's Nkanyezi Malunga and Mr. Tinashe Charleston Moyo.
Damn, you have to say my name. Okay, never mind.
Tinashe Charleston.
Yes, exactly. That's what they know me as. You can find me on Twitter at this is Charleston. And on Instagram it's Tinashe Charleston. And on Facebook, oh my God, I haven't used Facebook in a while, but yeah, for those 2011 kids, it's it's Tinashe Charleston also on Facebook.
All right, there we have it. Thank you very much for joining me in studio. It was such an exciting time spending time with y'all,
awesome.
Americans. Yo, that's how Nkanyezi speaks like. So talking about creating awareness, here is a 5 minutes with Sugar.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Storm Story.
Oh no. Look back to like 09, 12 years with no place to stay. Mama let me go so young, that story ain't much to say. Growing up, thinking that's fine. Got no past, got no rules. Living out with my homeboys. Saying we ain't talking about
who. This is not what I dreamed of as a little girl. I wanted to marry a neurosurgeon and live a quite lavish life in the burbs. Instead, I ended up with Rakim, loud, brash club owner. Truth be told, some girls would kill for my life. But lately, it's just not enough.
It's in the club,
you know,
it's
you know, this club. This is what we do. I support you out there with you. Why can't you come home? Give me what
I'm
I need.
I'm gonna do the books and stuff when I'm finished, you know. I gotta make sure that the...
You're crazy. Tonight.
Femi.
Rakim.
How you doing, man?
Good to meet you, bro.
Good to meet you. Nice to meet you,
Welcome
man.
Welcome to Josie. Hey, Monde, come grab his bag. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Storm. Nice to meet you, Femi.
Nice to meet you.
I hope you inject so much of your life into this place.
I'm gonna do my best.
Ignore her, okay? Because business is flipping great. And with you here, I hope it's gonna get a lot better.
Well, that's the plan, right?
When I met Femi, he looked like everything Rakim wasn't. Respectful, kind, and sexy as hell. I couldn't help flirting with him.
My husband did a great job hiring you. Tonight was so much fun.
Wow, but I think we should give him some credit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful place. Like,
it's
look
not
at
too
it.
Shabby. Yeah.
I love it. It's amazing.
It's a nice
job. I'm sure it's not really what
it is exactly what it looks like. I have no illusions about the man I married.
I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Two can play that game. You think I'm attractive?
I mean, you're a beautiful woman, though. No one can deny that.
So maybe you can help me. Help me show Rakim what he's got.
Stump, I'm in a committed, happy relationship. I'm taken. Your husband is a fool for not appreciating you. But please, do not stoop to his level. You're just going to be asking for more trouble.
Then something changed, and it became a bit of an obsession. I pursued him relentlessly. I didn't care that he had a woman that he adored. I just wanted him to want me.
So what you have?
I'm okay. No, I don't drink, so.
Can I interest you in anything else?
No, I'm okay. In fact, I just want to read these papers.
But don't be such a bore for me. My husband just ditched me. You, of all people, should know what it feels like to be alone and lonely. How's your girlfriend, by the way?
Fine, actually. I've had to miss her a lot.
Try being lonely when the one you love is right here.
Your husband is such an idiot.
You're so sweet.
If you're doing this,
help me make him look good.
Shira, stop. Stop. You know what? I can't do this. We have to stop. I gotta go.
Sonny, we need each other.
Then it all blew up in my face.
You dissed the wrong girl!
You know what? Maybe it's not Rakim that's the problem.
When Femi rejected me, it was more than I could take. I felt so humiliated. I needed him to feel my pain.
What makes you think that you can hit on my wife?
What?
Don't even start with me. She told me everything about you giving her wine, telling her you're lonely. Oh, what, are you telling me my wife's a liar now?
No, I'm not.
I can't believe how selfish I was. This isn't who I am. I had to make things right with Femi.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
So you're about to break into song next. I come in peace.
Storm, please. I don't want any more trouble. I just want to do my job.
I know, Femi, and I'm so sorry about everything.
Well, it wasn't all you. I shouldn't have blamed you for everything that happened that night. It wasn't fair for me. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to feel special again. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. Well, Stormy, you are an amazing woman. Honestly. I don't think your husband deserves you.
No. Friends?
Yes, friends.
My real problem is with Rakim. I'm not the naive pageant queen he met 7 years ago. Not anymore.
I was gonna go straight to the airport, but I thought it would be rude. I didn't come and say goodbye.
Wait, what's going on?
We want different things. Stop pretending.
You go home because you're embarrassing yourself.
I don't know what I expected. Goodbye, Rakim. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Storm, wait.
My mother always told me marriage was forever. I believe most things she tells me. But I'm going to follow my heart on this one. I want something different. Something real.
Do you know how it feels to be all alone? So far from the place that you call home. Why did you meet me here? Never asked to be here. And it feels like I've been here too long.
Should you stay with a wife or husband who cheats on you?
That was 5 minutes with Sugar, MTV Sugar, a drama series that creates awareness on HIV and AIDS. So please make sure that you know your status and be a part of creating an HIV-free generation. All right, thank you so much to Nkanyezi Malunga and Tinashe Charleston Moyo for joining me in studio. And for now, I have to say goodbye to all of you. So if you'd like to be in touch with me, make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. It's Gilmore TEE, and also tweet us at CliffCentral.com. Use the hashtag GTEE vibe and let us know what you think about the show and also things that we're discussing on this your show. It's a Gilmore TEE vibe, and I'm Gilmore TEE, the global citizen. Until next time. Let's talk Zamba.
This is CliffCentral.com.